This is Dr. Mejia, detaining for the patient, Josefina Mojena, M-O-J-E-N-A, medical records 115397, date of birth 8-11-1965. Referring physician is Dr. Germán Estevez, procedure performed AGD. Secondary procedure biopsy, set of the procedure July 6, 2022. Indications, history of liver cirrhosis, cream to force of esophagovariesis, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, status post-gastric bypass anatomy, number 2, diffuse gastritis, number 3, large esophagovariesis, paragraph. Death of insertion, second portion of the duodenum, complications known immediately. Medication as premonitory anesthesia care, paragraph. Operative procedure after informed consent was obtained. Patient was put in the left lateral decubitus position, period. Scope was introduced into the mouth, advanced to the oropharynx, esophagus, stomach into the stomach remnant into the anastomosis, into the jejunal loops, period. Examination performed, pump withdrawal, period. Oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitored on the procedure, paragraph. Findings, oropharynx, apionoma, paragraph, esophagus, there's a large esophageal varices present, more than 5 millimeters, monostic matter, recent bleed, period, paragraph. There is a anatomy consistent with status post-gastric bypass, period. The anastomosis appears normal, stomach remnant appears small, period. There is diffuse erythema in the stomach remnant. Biopsies were taken, period, paragraph. Jejunal loops examined appear normal, period, paragraph. Biopsies taken from jejunal loops with celiac disease, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anti-reflux measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinical next number. Patient will be started on propranolol for GI bleed prophylaxis from varices, as well as we'll schedule her to have EGD done at AdventHealth Main Hospital with banding, period. Patient is to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks, period. End of dictation.